It's clear, 5 degrees below zero in Atlantic at 7:06. We look for it to be sunny today, but cold, a high around 9. There is a wind chill advisory in effect until 11 a.m. for Audubon, Crawford, and Guthrie counties. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, police in Red Oak say a teenager who was reported missing from Bellevue, Nebraska, was located early this morning in Red Oak. 17-year-old Michael Ryan Iona Jr., who was also wanted on a warrant out of Sarpy County, Nebraska, was taken into custody near the intersection of North 7th and East Maple Streets in Red Oak following a foot pursuit by Red Oak police. Iona was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs, where he will await extradition back to Nebraska. Authorities in Iowa say a Nebraska man convicted in Mills County on 4 charges related to the sexual abuse of 2 girls will be transferred to Nebraska, where he faces more serious charges that could lead to 2 life sentences. According to the Omaha World-Herald, 64-year-old John Schondelmeyer of Bellevue, Nebraska, is charged in Nebraska with 2 counts of first-degree sexual assault of a child less than 12 years of age, a felony. He was also charged with 2 counts of felony incest, and if convicted, he could be sentenced to a maximum 2 life sentences for the sexual assault charges and 40 years in prison, along with a $50,000 fine for the incest charges. On Tuesday, a jury in Mills County found Schondelmeyer guilty on 2 counts of second-degree sexual abuse and 2 counts of lascivious acts with a child, all felonies, related to an incident last September that involved 2 girls ages 8 and 9. In Iowa, Schondelmeyer faces a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison for each of the sexual abuse charges and a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison, along with a $10,000 fine for the lascivious acts charges. Police in Council Bluffs arrested the driver of a vehicle following a chase that began at around 2 a.m. Wednesday. The Daily Nonpareil says the incident ended with 21-year-old Dylan Rooney of Council Bluffs being taken into custody for alleged drunken driving. Police officials had said an officer saw Rooney, who was in a 2001 Chevy Cavalier, ignore a flashing red light at South 32nd Street and 23rd Avenue. The officer pulled up behind the Cavalier and initiated a traffic stop, but Rooney allegedly sped off and eventually failed to stop for a traffic signal at Nebraska Avenue while on 35th Street before he lost control of his car. The vehicle ended up in the parking lot of a nearby hotel. Officers arrested Rooney on suspicion of operating a vehicle while intoxicated, first offense, felony eluding, reckless driving, driving while barred, 2 counts of failure to maintain control of a motor vehicle, interference with official acts, speeding more than 20 miles above the limit, and possession of drug equipment. Rooney was released from the Pottawatomie County Jail after posting a $5,000 bond. Cass County Treasurer Tracy Marshall has announced her intention to run for re-election. Marshall is currently finishing her 3rd term as county treasurer. In a press release, she said that she has always believed in being involved and has immersed herself in the workings of the county office. In her bio, Marshall said that she received the E-Governor Pioneer Award in 2003 for implementing online services. She's also completed the Certified Treasurer Program and received the Chancellor's Certificate in Public Administration, Government Finance Professional. Marshall is on several committees in the Iowa State Treasurer's Association and is a member of several related organizations. She says her office staff is always undergoing training to ensure the best possible service to Cass County residents. A reminder, the first day for Democratic and Republican candidates for county offices to file nomination papers in the office of the Cass County Auditor is this coming Monday, March the 3rd. The last day to file is Wednesday, March 26th. Nomination papers may be circulated prior to the first date for filing as well as during the filing period. Those nomination papers and other candidate information are available at the Office of the County Auditor or online from the Iowa Secretary of State website at www.sos.state.ia.us. Now here are the county positions that will appear on the Cass County ballot for the June 2014 primary. They include the District 2 County Supervisor, District 3 County Supervisor, the County Attorney, County Recorder, and County Treasurer. And the Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors is considering whether to sell a portion of a county-owned park in Hancock to an adjacent grain storage company for expansion. The Daily Nonpareil had reported yesterday the Schooler Company, which is a grain storage facility in Hancock, would like to purchase about 2.8 acres of land in the Botna Bend Park, located alongside the facility. The land is in an unused portion of the park. Schooler will reportedly invest up to $4.5 billion in the expansion, with $40,000 in additional tax revenue for the community, and the purchase agreement calls for the company to pay $50,000 for the property and agree to pay an additional $50,000 for park improvements as needed. The five-member board of supervisors, before officially voting on the matter, requested the company and the county's conservation office work out an agreeable plan for drainage issues. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Robert D. Aaronholtz, age 79, of Harlan, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Robert Aaronholtz will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Leroy Frederick Fuller, age 77, of Earlham, died Monday in Des Moines. A memorial service for Leroy Fuller will be tomorrow at 10:30. At the United Methodist Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Linda Shea, age 65, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Linda Shea will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kermit Markison, age 100, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Kermit Markison will be on Friday at 3 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Sharon Peterson, age 77, of Avoca, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center. A celebration of life service for Sharon Peterson will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gladys Hall, age 91, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Gladys Hall will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Brian Moy, age 46, of Avoca, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Brian Moy will be this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Jean Dunshee, age 88, of Clarinda, has died. Funeral services for Jean Dunshee will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Clarinda. Ritchie Funeral Home in Clarinda has arrangements. And Scott Stephenson of Atlantic has passed away at his home. Services for Scott Stephenson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.